With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Gusty winds and warm temperatures have increased the size of the Granite Lake Fire in a remote area of the Hunter Frying Pan Wilderness to just under 700 acres. The fire is not currently threatening any structures and will likely burn and smolder until a season-ending event occurs, like heavy rain or snow. Smoke may be visible in the coming weeks from Summit County and parts of Eagle and Pitkin counties. A red flag warning is in effect from noon to 7 p.m. today in the Roaring Fork Valley and surrounding areas. A red flag warning means that critical fire and weather conditions are either occurring now or will shortly. A combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures all can contribute to extreme fire and fire conditions. It just got more expensive to park your car at Aspen-Pitkin County Airport. The biggest price increase is for those using the airport lot for just a day. Alex Hager has more.
It's all part of an effort to reduce the number of people parking at the airport who aren't actually flying. Before the change, it was cheaper to park at the airport than pay for a meter in town. And John Kinney, the airport's director, says that was causing problems for people who had a plane to catch.
So unfortunately, folks would come out here and they would try to find a parking spot. And as most folks do, because it's a very convenient airport, they don't allow a lot of extra time. And then they were finding themselves without parking.
To free up those spaces for people catching flights, parking will now cost $6 an hour for the first 2 to 12 hours, with a $40 maximum on the first day. Then for the second day, it'll go back down to a daily max of $12. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Glenwood Springs wants a common vision to guide the city's art and events. And Kristen Kay reports it's looking to hire consultants to help.
The city's Arts and Culture Board wants a public art plan to provide direction for new art acquisitions. Stephanie Davis chairs the Arts and Culture Board. She says a city should think of its art just like a museum does, as a collection.
If you are to accept a donation or purchase something, you want to be adding to the collection to make it more robust or to not repeat examples of what you may already have in your collection.
Beyond physical pieces, the public arts plan will identify ways to improve events and bolster funding. Davis says the consultants will collect extensive feedback from the community. The deadline for firms to apply to head up that process is October 11th. Davis says a firm will be selected later this month. The goal is for the art plan to be completed by the end of the year. Kristen Kay, Atlas Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Utah state officials are going back to the drawing board after removing a federal application to build a controversial pipeline to siphon Colorado River water. From KUER in Salt Lake City, Nate Hedgie reports.
The proposed $1.5 billion project would pump water from Lake Powell to people living in and around St. George. That's one of the fastest growing communities in America. And the original idea was that the pipeline would help pay for itself by selling hydroelectric power. But after federal officials voiced environmental concerns, the state decided to scrap that part of the plan and withdraw their application to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Eric Millis is director of the Utah Division of Water Resources. He says a pipeline without some hydroelectric features will save taxpayers $100 million in construction costs.
We could simplify the process that we've been going through. We could reduce some costs, and we could minimize the environmental impacts from what they would have been.
But Zach Frankel of the environmental group Utah Rivers Council disagrees.
The state's claims of saving taxpayer money are nonsense.
Frankel says the now withdrawn application cost the state $37 million and was 10 years in the making. He also says the loss of revenues from the hydroelectric power will make the pipeline more expensive to operate. State officials say the potential revenues from the power plant wouldn't have equaled the cost to build it anyways.
That was Nate Hedgie reporting. I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.